Terrors and Darling of the Seas, Wako. From the 13th to the 16th century, one word was commonly associated with Japan, pirates, or Wako, Japanese pirates. They lived on outlying islands such as Kyushu, Hirado, Tsushima, and Goto, and raided Korea, China, the Philippines, and Thailand. The pirates were 25 to 30% Japanese, and 60 to 70% Chinese. Europeans, Africans, and others also joined them. Wako terrorized coastal communities all over East Asia, but on the other side of the coin, they needed places to live, and many people in cities such as Manila, Macau, and Nagasaki cooperated. These pirate bases came to be called Japan towns. Manila, Philippines, had 3,000 plus Japanese residents. Macau, China, had 1,000 plus Japanese residents, and Ayutthaya, Thailand, had 1,500 plus Japanese residents. These places slowly transformed from pirate havens into centres of international trade and continued until 1635, when the Japanese government banned Japanese people from travelling abroad. Gradually, the Japanese who were left overseas married local men and women and assimilated into local society. At the same time, many Chinese and other foreign people in Japan became Japanese citizens. Their descendants still live in Japan and around Asia today. The greatest Wako pirate of all was Chun Chun Gong. He was the son of the Japan-based Chinese pirate Chung Chilong and his Japanese wife Tagawa Matsu. This mixed heritage Japanese-Chinese sailor forsook piracy to become a soldier for China, fighting against the invasion of China by the Manchus. He managed to create an independent kingdom on Taiwan by defeating the Dutch who had a colony there. Piracy in ancient times was a scourge, but it also connected the people of East Asia, and in some ways, modern Asia can trace its roots to these international bandits from the southern Japanese islands.